You're listening to the best of ESPN New York tonight.
The far side, Bernard Docker moves into the right circle, shoots, saved by Shesterkin. Puck to the netting and out of play with just under a minute remaining in the period.
Kenny Albert with the call here on 98.7 ESPN. Rangers have the President's Cup. Gordon Damer, best team, best record in the NHL. Let's talk to Neil. He just left the Rangers game at the Garden. Neil, start us off on ESPN New York tonight.
Guys, it's amazing. I don't know if some of the older viewers or listeners are going to have that feeling of when it was 94, and it feels like it's 94. It's almost eerie. But to have the Knicks over 50 wins, the Rangers with the President's Cup, I mean, it's so crazy. We're even talking about O.J. Simpson again. He's in the news. There's a lot of similarities that are happening right now, but that arena tonight was buzzing. It's probably the loudest I've heard it in some time. And the party is going to go on way late tonight. And everything that had to happen for the Rangers right now to make a deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs happened. The Islanders won. They're gonna take on the Hurricanes in the first round, and that is not a good matchup for Carolina, which is basically gonna give the Rangers a straight run to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't see a wild card team even competing against the Rangers right now because they're all limping in. So there's a huge buzz going on. That arena was nuts tonight. I haven't heard it that loud again since way back in the day. But this is going to be a special season. I can smell it.
All right, Neil. Thanks for the phone call. Hope you're right for the Ranger fans. I really do. I hope you're right. And, Gordon, I guess it does have a little similarity with the Knicks being as good as they are, too, this year.
Look, there was a time where this time of year, one night it was Rangers, one night it was Knicks. And it would go back and forth, it felt like, and it would take you into the summer. Hopefully we're getting back to that this year.
Absolutely. When we return, we'll take some more of your phone calls at 1-800-919-3776. And also, we will hear from the champion, the greatest of all time, next on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the best of ESPN New York tonight. This is ESPN New York tonight. Here's Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer. This is GOAT Madness.
I am the greatest.
Jordan to the circle, puts the shot in the air. Good! The game's over, and the Bulls have won.
Who is the GOAT?
We know!
Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
It's time for you to determine who's the greatest of all time, once and for all.
This one is headed for New Jersey, high into the upper deck. Barry Bonds with a spectacular three-run homer.
Because that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold Simpson.
This is GOAT Madness.
Larry, we started with 64.
Mm-hmm.
We whittled it down to only... There could only be one.
That's it.
And of course, by now, I would hope you would know. If you didn't know by now, the fact that Larry said we're going to have the GOAT on, you knew it wasn't going to be Michael Jordan. No, of course. After defeating a run people will talk about for the ages, Larry. Madonna. Joey Chestnut. Michael Jackson. Wayne Gretzky. Tom Brady. And Michael Jordan. The one, the only, the GOAT. Don LaGreca. Congratulations, my friend.
I'm humbled. Thank you so much for even including me. You guys are mentions just for having me be in the contest to begin with. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I mean, look, if you don't know how much you are loved, my friend, you do now because the vote totals, it was a blowout. I'll say this. The last one, I was surprised it got as close as it did. Because this was like UConn type stuff, and not this year's UConn. I mean, like the UConn women's team of Gino Auriemma. I mean, they were blowout after blowout. So, an incredible job. And in terms of rants, even as good as Peter's BetterHelp reads are, and I thought that deserved to be included. He didn't get out of the first round. Don went all the way to the final. and swamps Michael Jordan. So great job, my friend.
Well, thanks. And I heard you guys talking about this the other night. Like, I don't know why I was pinned to have to defend myself to Michael K.
No.
And I tried to tell him, listen, it's about rants. You know, what is Michael Jordan doing now? What's Michael Jackson doing now?
Exactly.
What's Wayne Gretzky doing now? I could still do a rant. So I don't know why Michael was so sensitive about it. Maybe because he wasn't included. I don't know. But
maybe.
You know what? I thought down the stretch, like, I didn't think anybody was going to vote in New York for Tom Brady. And
no.
I wouldn't think there'd be much love for Michael Jordan in New York. So it was cool. I thought it was really cool to be included. I thought it really, anything that irritates Michael is worth doing. So I thought that was fun.
All right, we'll figure out something. We got to figure out something new, Larry.
We get
under people's skin late at night when nobody's listening, and you know, the powers that be
are
off being
doing
what they're doing.
That last one had like over 2,000 votes, man. I mean, people listen.
Absolutely,
people care.
Yes, absolutely.
And what it says, Don, is it says how people feel about you and how authentic the rants are.
Absolutely.
And see, that's the key thing. Well, it's not just, well, let me come up with something to rant about. It's your emotion. It's everything that you bring. It's you and how you really feel about things. And Don, as you well know, Gordon, we know we have all the meetings. You can't fool the public. They know genuineness. And they feel it in the rants, Don. It's plain and simple.
Well, the thing about the rant, if you know, people think it's fake or whatever, it's fake, then I should do it more often, or I'm a tremendous actor. I'm probably in the wrong business if I could fake that. But Gordon knows. We worked together at Sports Phone 30 years ago, and, you know, that's me. You know, it might be ranting about, you know, my sesame chicken order. It might be ranting about, you know, this not working, that not working. And I'm never bereft of opinions, and I'm never one to keep my control. So all that kind of works in my favor when I lose it on the air. So I'm glad that the listeners relate to it. Proud to be working here for as long as I have, and if the fans dig what I do, man, that's cool. I love that.
Well, Don, we wanted to congratulate you officially and
yes.
nominate you and congratulate you as the GOAT.
The GOAT.
And we can't have you on and not ask you about this Ranger team that just won the President's Trophy and, you know, the similarities, as one of the callers just said in his ride back from the Garden, to, you know, 1994 with the Knicks, you know, the second seed, and the Rangers with the President's Trophy.
Yeah, it does have a lot of vibes. And, you know, with O.J. passing away and, you know, the 30-year anniversary, it's got a lot of the, like, the same vibes about both of these teams and how special a spring can be. But unfortunately, you know, the President's Trophy does come with its negatives, with teams not making runs when getting it. But I think the circumstances are different every year. And looking at who the Rangers may play, it could be Washington if they win tomorrow. It could be Pittsburgh. It could be Detroit. It could be Philadelphia. They're much better than those teams. And that's who you wanted to match up with. Much like you wanted the Knicks to avoid the 76ers or Heat, you wanted the Rangers to avoid a hot Islanders team and everything that comes with that, or having to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are kind of the Miami Heat of the NHL. This is what they want. This is what they deserve. They've been great all year long, and anything can happen in the NHL, but I don't think they got any kind of kick coming. If they play their game, this could be a real, real fun spring, and could be a really exciting time at Madison Square Garden, especially for the Rangers.
Well, Don, continue the great work on the show, and tell Nancy and the kids when you get home, Pusick, Rosenberg and Kay tomorrow, when you are introduced now, you are the GOAT.
The GOAT.
You're not just Don LaGreca.
No.
You are Don LaGreca, the GOAT.
Yes.
Well, that'll move my family very little, but it does get me excited. I'll let Nancy know tomorrow, because, you know, guys, with the kids, when I get home, the wife's, you know, sleeping on the couch and the kids are long asleep, so I will let them know in the morning, and they've been following the run. So, but again, as long as the kids are, you know, getting their toys and I'm leaving Nancy alone, that's the victory for them.
There you go. Well, you take your victories where you can get them.
Absolutely.
That's it. You know, that's all it is. You know, they're lowercase W's, but we take them.
That's right.
Thanks for a couple of minutes, my friend.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Don.
Soon.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Take care.
That is the GOAT. He is Don LaGreca.
Yes, indeed. Right here. And because of the rants. And Gordon, if you hear the rants, you know.
You know? Well, you know what? And I think what's I think what kind of I don't think it impacted it at all. But you know, for when Don was saying, you know, people think that it's fake or it's manufactured or whatever they think.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and watch the Evan Neal one especially, mm-hmm. you can see that Don is processing that as he's reading it. Like and you can tell he's getting worked up reading it because he's misreading words as it's like going into his brain and it's ticking him off.
He's winding up
in real time. Yeah, you could see him in real time
yep.
getting red, getting angry.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, he's the best. And when we started this whole thing, we all said, mm-hmm. I don't know how this is going to turn. I don't know who's going to win this thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't think that any of us would have necessarily said Don for sure,
mm-hmm.
but he ran away and hid with it. And congratulations to him.
Absolutely. When we return, a lot of you want to talk. We'll do that next on 98.7 ESPN.
We know! No, Michael K. What, cut his fat ass. Win and winner chicken dinner.
You're listening to the best of ESPN New York tonight.
Maybe in a private moment, if you spoke to the players privately off the record and you give them truth serum, they might say, well, I prefer to do this, that. Gordon, I think with Jalen Brunson on this team, I think their attitude is, let's go. We got him. We'll ride him. We'll do what we need to do. Look what we've been able to do. Look at the injuries we've overcome. Look what we've done. And so, you know, listen, here's the good thing, Gordon. You get rid of one of them. One of them you won't have to deal with.
Yeah, and you can only play one of them, right? It's not like you have to play them. You would figure that the next team, if you get past the one, you're not going to face the other one.
Right.
At any point. So I would prefer, as a Knicks fan, to play the Heat, actually.
Okay.
I do feel like the Heat are not as good a version this year. They've really kind of, I know they say that it happens every year that they stumble along in the regular season
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden get hot. But I agree with Perk's point that you're going to have to beat some good teams along the way. You know, you can't draw. If you have to draw it up, so that you always face the more favorable opponent in each round, well, then how good are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if you really believe you're the two seed, if you're the second best team in the Eastern Conference, which is where you come in, you got to be able to beat whoever is that seventh seed. And he's right. The you know, Embiid is not 100%.
Nope.
The Heat have not played a real well-rounded season, so you got to beat one of those teams.
I'd rather the Sixers, Gordon. I still don't trust the coaching ability to do something to take Brunson out of Miami. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I'd rather the Sixers Embiid with the issues, Maxey. And no disrespect to Nick Nurse, who is also an unbelievable coach.
Yeah.
Give me Philly.
See, I feel like both coaches, like part of me, like why I don't like it is not just the teams, it's also the coaches. I think Nick uh-huh. Nurse is a very good coach. Obviously, Spoelstra is an excellent coach, might be the best coach.
Uh-huh.
So you don't like that aspect uh-huh. of it. But, you know, at some point, you're going to have to beat some
good
teams.
You have to face
them anyway. Let's get into it.
Let's do it. If you're good, you can beat them.
And there's also a little bit, like, I'd like a little bit, if I got to face the Heat, let's get it underway right away. Let's get some payback right away. Let's get this thing started in the right way.
Absolutely. All right. We'll see what happens. 1-800-919-3776. Spike, start us off on ESPN New York tonight, this hour.
Well, we got there, boys. I got one John Sterling, a quick story to tell you, then I'm going to give you my basketball. And I can't thank you guys enough. And I'm sorry if I keep repeating it, but this is an honor and a privilege to do this for so many years and talk to my two guys after the games. And this was a great season. This was the best season. This is the best Knicks defensive team overall since 73, unequivocally. And Brunson's been the best player, with all due respect to Patrick. He's right there with Patrick right now. So let me tell you real quickly. I'm in sales and marketing, mid-90s, and going through a lot of personal stuff, family, divorce, and everything. And I had a lot of salespeople. Anyway, real quickly, I went out and I'm in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and I stop. I need a cup of coffee badly. I stop off. John Sterling sitting in the booth. I walked over, got the half glasses on. He's reading the paper. I said, excuse me. He says, here's those pipes. And I said, I'm a big fan of yours. He says, well, then why don't you sit down? And we chatted for a half hour. And he remembered my voice because I called him. Richard and I were only callers that called, that I could recollect, that called in 1973, 570 WMCA. Of course, I had a lot to talk about in 73. And it was just wonderful. And I just hope he's healthy enough. It's at a ripe old age. I got a long way to go to get there, but Godspeed to him. He is a treasure. And Richard, if he calls, will tell you that. But we both called. Richard was a teenager then. So anyway, with the Knicks. Now, remember, I feel the same way about Miami. Now, Kyle Lowry's always been the biggest pain in the bump to deal with because he picks his game up during the playoffs without scoring, gets through the screens and picks, draws fouls, and he makes great passes. But I really do feel right now that let's get Philadelphia out of the way. Buddha and I are going to have some fun with it. But this year's been beyond anything you can imagine. And Gordon yesterday, I don't know if you heard it or not, you could play it when there's a commercial, leave for Manhattan, and there was such joy in his remark and such a pleasure. And he mentioned my name because I said, you were shooting for 50 the whole way. Remember, Larry?
Mm-hmm.
I'll save the thunder if you could play. It's the first call if it's on the podcast. And the joy, I know Lee's listening, the joy in his voice, I could only duplicate it. But I think we're going to have a good run. And I don't believe in the fact you dump a game. Again, I said to Larry, you go back to the 88 Mets, 11 out of 12.
No, don't do
just
that.
Just play who's in front of you, and let's see what we can do. And one thing we know, we'll be prepared. That's all I could say, and I'll listen to the rest of the program. Thanks again, boys. You're very special to me.
All right, Spike, thanks. Gordon? Lee was so happy he combined Animal and Hawk, What a Rush, with Ric Flair, Woo.
Oh.
That's how happy
wow.
he was.
Wow.
That's how happy he was. All right. Gordon, we got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we do. Jolil, since it's your team, tell me what Woj is saying.
Per Woj, the Nets have a new head coach. Jordy Fernandez of the Sacramento Kings is the next Nets head coach.
All right.
Very good.
Okay. Good luck to Jordy.
Good luck to Joe.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
They got a lot of work to do over there. I'll say that. They got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work to do. Back to the calls. Lonnie's in Harlem. What's up, Lonnie?
OG, Gordon, Joe, Chantel, how we doing? Company, how we doing? Unc, I just wanted to call in and wish Cousin Maddie a happy 14th birthday.
Oh, thank you. And my daughter's birthday today, Larry.
Oh.
She turned 14. Right. I have a 14-year-old. Ooh, my baby is 14 years old. Where does time go?
You know what that means, Lonnie? More trips to the gun range for Gordon.
I was about to say he better be saving for the security team he's going to need in 4 years when she's turns 18. Because you got Jack right now as you know security guard number one, but you're going to need a whole SWAT team when she turns 18. Man, I'm telling you. Maybe, who knows? I just wanted to call in and say that, obviously, just wish her a happy birthday. You guys was talking about the Knicks, and we had the legendary Spike on just now. And I just wanted to give my two cents. You know, seeing out how the Knicks are the two seed, hopefully they can take a nice deuce on the league and make a run to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. That's all I can really hope for as a Knicks fan. You know, it was a great year, amazing year. I mean, we actually have a point guard. Amazing to actually sit here and watch the Knicks and say, wow, we have a point guard to lead the team, Jalen Brunson. Mm. I mean, I can't thank the man above enough for just that. I mean, when we got him, everybody said we overpaid. I think actually now we need to pay the guy a little bit more.
Yeah, he's underpaid.
But, you know, that's neither here or there now. Let's just have a great run in this season. And like I said, hopefully with the two seeds, we could – you know, take a nice deuce on the rest of the league and show them what we got. You guys have a great night.
All right, Lonnie, thanks for the phone call.
Well, so they got him.
Gordon, let me, just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Take your broadcasting hat off. Put your dad hat on.
Okay.
All right. Young man comes up to the
right.
house.
Mm-hmm.
Rings the doorbell.
Right.
Says to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pops, I'm here to see Shorty.
No, doors closed, Larry. Doors shut. Doors, Pops. Who are you?
Lose the number.
Hey, Pops. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you, right?
So he's got to be, gone. Good evening, Mr. Damer.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Yes.
I'm here to...
Mm-hmm.
Say,
well, I mean,
spend
he doesn't
time
have to,
with your daughter.
Yeah, it has to be within reason, right?
Okay.
I don't want any red flags first thing off.
I don't want
the red flags to look like that flag that they run out there with the jet games, you know, when they run out, they got the big jet flag. I don't want
yes.
red flags like that.
Yes, yes. Well,
I think we'll be all right.
But you're not going to have that because your daughter, she knows what she knows.
She knows what she, I'm not she worried about her.
You're not
she
worried.
She is wise beyond her years.
Yeah.
My son, on the other hand, I got some concerns. I got to keep both eyes on him, Larry.
Okay. Next scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Young man comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mr. Damer. Good evening.
Yeah,
how are you?
Right. Yeah.
Got a Jet jersey on.
Nope.
Yeah, come on.
Go see Pops over there. I don't want my daughter to have a lifetime of misery. Absolutely. I can't be happy for that kid.
Lose the number.
I say, where's Pops? Ooh. Where's the kid that was Pops again? Bring him back. I need to see him one more. Let me get one more look on him.
Oh,
you know, it's funny. Before you're a parent, you think, you know, it's not that hard. It's not this. When you become a parent, you're like, you know what? These arranged marriages, they're not that bad an idea. I feel like, right? I could do a really good job. I'll pick somebody out good for you. I know what's best for you. Don't worry.
I know what you want.
I don't trust me. I don't need a list. I don't need this or that. You will be happy. I will take care of you.
It is so funny having the discussion with my son, who's now a dad.
Yeah.
And he's like, I kind of understand what you were doing when you were talking to me some years ago. I'm like, yeah, and you have a girl. So it's even tougher for you.
Yeah.
It was tough enough dealing with you as a guy, but you have a girl, which is even a whole other story, as you know, Gordon. It's a little different brand of parenting, guys to gals.
Yes.
A little different,
yep. In some ways it's better, in some ways it's worse.
In some ways it isn't. 1-800-919-3776. More of your calls next on 98.7 ESPN. Javier's in Queens. Javier, you're next on 98.7.
Hey, good evening, guys. How's it going?
Great.
What you got?
Fantastic. I mean, before I get into my Knicks, just with John Sterling, you know, I'm 43, so I kind of grew up with this guy. He's the only radio voice that I knew, and I have two really great memories of him. One of them is, for some reason, I heard him call the Mike Mussina almost perfect game in Boston, where I think it was Carl Everett hit a single and just walked right off. And the way he called it, and I saw it afterwards, it was like he just called it so great. Like, you know, he say what you want about him, but he was entertaining and he did a good job. And my favorite call of his was for Austin Romine. He used to say, Romy, my homie. I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was the best one. Anyway, with the Knicks, you know, where's Becky Hammon with, you know, Jalen, he too small Brunson. Like, is this guy not the best free agent signing ever? You know, like, wow. Like, what an incredible job he's done. And I think right now it's a good time for Thibs to shine. And I think Philly is the better opponent just because you don't want these guys going to Miami. Like, who knows what they're going to do while they're down there. Like, just take this Acela down to Philly and take care of business with these guys. You know, the big man is not 100%. I think you take advantage of that. What do you guys think?
All right, Javier, thanks for the phone call. Gordon, he doesn't want a repeat of the Giants heading down to a little boat trip.
Right. No, I understand that. You have some scar tissue there. The thing is, it's out of your hands.
Yes.
So you just deal with what you have to deal with. And it really should not matter. If you are the two seed and the Knicks play the entire season to get that two seed, you should be able to beat whoever you face in that opening round. If it's the Heat, if it's the Sixers, and sometimes doing the right thing makes your job harder – Mm-hmm. Right? It would be easier if you could, oh, we'll just pull our guys and we'll become the third or the four. And but this is the road they've taken, and sometimes the things that you do, and if you do the right thing, it pays off in the end, even though sometimes it feels like it's a harder job or a harder road. They're going to have a little bit of a harder road. Because I think when we talked all year about the teams you really didn't want to see in the opening round, the Heat were pretty much number one. They were the Don LeGrand. They were the GOAT of that conversation, yeah, for sure.
Yep. You know, it's funny. Javier talked about what people have said about Jalen Brunson. And, you know, we'll hear from Kendrick Perkins in a second because he was asked on the K-Show today why are guys like Shaq and Barkley on the Knicks. But, you know, before we hear that, Gordon, it's all it's done is it's just – added fuel and motivation to this team. You know, yeah, we'll show mm-hmm. you. And for Brunson, who and what's the top line you see? Brunson snubbed off the Olympic roster. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really about, and we had this conversation last week, Gordon. It's about this is where you show what Brunson and this team is about. You have a nice deep run in the postseason. You take the higher seed, which means you have home court. And you go and you handle your business and you get to the Eastern Conference. And then, Gordon, you let your play speak for yourself. That's what it is.
And here's the thing. The NBA in general doesn't – teams don't respect the regular seed. They don't care about uh-huh. the seeding, right? They figure, right. it doesn't matter. We just want to have our guys well-rested. The Knicks are bucking that trend. If you hate load management, if you hate teams resting their starters and not having guys play – the Knicks are the model you should want. The NBA should want the Knicks to be rewarded from this because mm-hmm. they're the team that brings it every single night and does not make a mockery of the NBA regular season.
DiVincenzo, 53 minutes against the Bulls
right.
in
right.
a game you don't need right. officially. Like you wanted to, it's nice to have because you get the second seed, but Gordon, mm-hmm. it's not like you needed to get into the postseason to avoid the play-in. You know,
no.
you were well, you had clinched that a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here's Kendrick Perkins commenting on why Shaq and Barkley so hard on the Knicks.
It's obviously they don't watch basketball. I'm serious. They can't watch basketball on a consistent basis. The only time that they actually probably watch the Knicks are when they're covering the Knicks on their game night. So if you're watching the New York Knicks, there's no way in hell that you could just downplay the way that they've been playing the game of basketball. If you're watching the New York Knicks, there's no way in hell that you could downplay that Jalen Brunson has been the best player in the Eastern Conference. If you're watching the Knicks, there's no way that you could downplay that Josh Hart has been one of the best rebounding guards in the league outside of Luka Doncic. Like, if you don't watch the Knicks on a consistent basis, then you don't know.
He's right, Gordon.
Yeah,
everything he said was right. They play hard all the time. They may not win, mm-hmm. but Gordon, they play hard all the time.
They bring it. You know what the Knicks brand is. If the Knicks were a brand on a shelf, you could look at that product, and you know what that product is. They are going mm-hmm. to bring it every single night. They might not be the most talented team, but they're pretty talented.
Yeah,
but they're gonna pack a punch, and they're not gonna lay down just because the schedule it would be easier or an easier road and that type of stuff.
Yep, Trey's in Brooklyn, Texas. He's next on 98.7. What's up, Trey?
Thanks, fellas, for taking the call. Joe, Leo, Chantel, always doing a great job, man. First off, man, great story to hear from Uncle Spike. Always, man. This dude had a cup of coffee with John Sterling. Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Stop playing. Uncle Spike, man, is the mentor of the crew, man. Honestly, I love that guy. Call you in the morning. See, everybody can't say that. Call you in the morning, Uncle. So, Larry, you know, it's been a long time since we've been chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Since the 16-17 season, Larry. You remember our record in
16-17?
We were don't even worry about it. We were 31-51, right? Oof. Then we were 29-53, 17-65. Dear Lord, 17-65, Larry. I remember Ooh. A lot of those were bad nights, those calls right there, baby Ooh. Boy. Those were bad nights. 21-45, 41-31, 37-45, 47-35, and then of course this year 50-32. But now we got a duck smoke as the number two seed. It is a shame that I got a call all the way from Texas. It is a shame that Kendrick Perkins has to call all the way from Houston, born and raised in Beaumont, but he lives outside of Houston. Beautiful area. It's beautiful. That we have to come and do this to this city. New York City, we don't duck smoke. I ain't worried about Philly. I ain't worried about that boy Gimpy up there, 21 Gimpy, okay? 21 Gimpy and 22 down in Miami look tight. This team can win some games. I'm not worried about, man, listen. Jalen Brunson is the best player in the Eastern Conference. Did you hear what I just said, Larry? I'm not playing. He's the best player in the Eastern Conference. All y'all, I don't want to hear about Jason Tatum, and I don't hear about nobody else. That kid, what he's done to this city, hey, he has grabbed this city like no basketball player has done in a long time in this city, Larry. And we've been on this phone, Larry. You had to talk a lot of people off the roof. A lot of people off a lot of short ledges. You know what I'm saying? It was a bad night out here right before G got here, too. G know. G do the shows in the morning. He know. A lot of bad calls, man. So what I'm saying is we don't need to be ducking no smoke. We need to get healthy, take these few days off, sit back, and let's watch what's going to happen. Let these cats from Philly and Miami, and let them bust each other like they was in Tombstone. Nobody cares. And we'll take what's left. I'm not ducking no smoke, man. I'm not worried. Yo, listen. I don't care if Joel Embiid pops off the knee brace like Forrest Gump when he was running up the street. I don't care. We can't let Tobias Harris and Buddy Hield and whoever and what's old boy, the point guard from Villanova with the weight going up and down like Oprah, him. We can't let him beat us. Well, I'm not worried about that. It's about the role players. You understand me? Joel Embiid and Brunson's stats are going to offset. I'm worried about Hartenstein. I'm worried about Ananobi. I'm worried about that. You know what I mean? That's where the matchups are going to.
You're worried about McBride. Thanks for the phone call, Trey. You're worried about where the other scoring is coming from, Gordon, and that's what I was talking about yesterday. Where's the Randall 20-plus points coming from?
Yep.
And I don't care if it's a different person every night.
No,
I don't care.
That's
I don't
fine.
Care how I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get I got to get four people giving me double digits. I need a couple of 20s. I need some high double digits. That's what I need. It's the scoring. Defensively, I'm not concerned. My concern is when they take the ball out of Brunson's hands, who's putting the ball in the basket for the Knicks? That's all I need to know.
Right. It could be a different person.
I'm good.
Right. In the words of Anita Baker, I don't care how you get here. Here if you can.
Get me if you can. Man. Tommy was in Connecticut. I was about to go on him, but he left. So
he's probably still there, too, but he's not on the line.
Yeah. Well, you know, he'll call.
That's all right.
He'll call back. Let's talk to Abe in the Big Apple. What's up, Abe?
Abe.
Nope. Bye, Abe.
Abe's hanging out with Tommy.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
Hey, Lee, what's up?
Gentlemen, welcome back, GD.
What's going on, Lee? How you feeling, man?
You know how I'm feeling. Sorry we missed you, man,
okay.
But you know how I'm feeling. I'm just a little bit annoyed, but I'm only because I don't understand from yesterday up until, I mean, all day long, all you've been hearing about is the Knicks being a number two is not a good place for the Knicks. You know why we're number two? Because the basketball gods say we are, and we earned the number two. Okay? We earned number two. Why? Because, unfortunately, just like our Knicks, Philly ran into some injuries. Milwaukee ran into some injuries. Cleveland fell off somewhat. We've been a 5-6 all year long, okay? We found a way to persevere. That's why we're here. I say it again like I said it last night, okay? It don't matter whether it's Philly or Miami. The Knicks find a way. But what Philly and Miami need to be careful of right now, okay, is the dark horse, which is Chicago. You know what we went through with Chicago? Philly and or Atlanta need to hope that, I mean, or Philly or Miami need to hope that Atlanta find a way to knock Chicago off. Because if Chicago can find their way into that ninth seed, whoever Chicago got to play between Philly and Miami, that's going to be a game right there. So you either may wind up with Philly and Miami, or you might wind up with one of them not being in here. Meantime, we get some rest. We relax. Come Sunday, if you happen to feel a tremor, it's not Amtrak. It's not the Long Island Railroad. It ain't New Jersey Transit. It ain't the MTA. It's the Garden. Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
All right, Lee. Lee's talking smack, Gordon.
Yeah. Well, Knick fans are feeling good. When you've made it through the wilderness, they're like the cicadas. They've been in hibernation, Larry, for more than 17 years. They've been in the hibernation for 25 years, it feels like.
Oh. 2018-19, Gordon, the phone calls I took, 17 and 65.
17 and 65, Larry.
Coming on right after the games, Gordon. The calls I took.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was tough sledding. That's all I got to say.
They won their opening game that year. They beat the Hawks, mm-hmm. and then they lost 5 in a row.
Yep.
And then they were kind of hanging around for a little while.
They teased you.
And then, they lost like
11, 12?
They lost, I'd have to do the math here, but they lost. They would win one every once in a while, and then they would just follow up the last losing streak with another. They had they lost 5 in a row, they won one, then they lost 6 in a row, then they won a couple. They lost 5 in a row, then they lost 8 in a row. At one point, they were 9-29, Larry.
and here's the thing.
And that was the year they lost 18 straight.
Maybe we'll get a good pick with the ping pong balls. No. Didn't get a good pick with the ping pong balls either.
18 in a row.
Oh, God. And I think I was on after 10 of the 18.
They went almost the entire month of January without a win.
Without a win. That's right. I know it was a long streak in there because I remember. Oh, God, I remember. And a lot of them, Gordon, they weren't even competitive.
Right.
They weren't even in the games. They were getting wiped out.
They lost 26 of 27.
Oh, God. Jesus. Whew, that ages you.
Including traveling to London for a game they lost by 1 to the Wizards.
That's right.
Thanks for coming.
Hope you enjoyed the trip. Hope you enjoyed the shopping.
Mm.
Oh, my God. We'll continue the conversation. We'll talk, take some phone calls, and Gordon and I will touch on the Mets and Yankees just a little bit on 98.7 ESPN.